And the time will be our time. And a grand.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and you can email me questions or comments at bruce@brucesalen.com. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Normally, I talk politics in segment two of my show with Cheryl and Harley Laban, who is sadly unavailable at the moment, but I'm not going to talk politics other than lament the state of the world in general. I worry a lot about what the future holds, not for myself, but for my children and for their children. The whole sense of entitlement, which is the topic of this week's column, which is called Three Entitled Women, permeates our society now. We have a record number of Americans that are on food stamps. We have a record number of Americans that are not working. We have a record number of Americans that are part-time working, and I think that's a direct function of the damage that Obamacare has begun and will continue to do until something is done significantly to repair that damage, which I hope can be done before it's too late. You have 7 or so million people that have supposedly signed up, but you have 6+ million that have lost their health insurance. I do really wonder how many of that 7 million people just went to Obamacare because they had their insurance that they liked canceled. And how many of those 7 million people are the young people that we need to sustain it? Good questions that, of course, the White House doesn't seem capable of answering, while at the same time, they seem really quick to answer how they got 7.1 million signups, none of whom we know, not all of whom we know have either paid or what their demographic is or why they're there. These are questions along with what's going on with Lois Lerner and the IRS, Benghazi, the world at large with what is going on in the Ukraine, what is going on in Iran and North Korea. It's a scary place. I saw something on TV that asked a group of random Americans, did they feel more free today than they did 10 years ago? And to a person, they answered no. And there was a very good mix of people in this focus group. And I think that sense of freedom of doing what you want to do with your life and not having government intrusion is a thing of the past. So the sense of entitlement is pernicious in our country, and it comes from the top. You have a president who believes in the nanny state. You have the dominant party presently in Washington, the Democrats, that believe in helping out everybody no matter what. Now, the irony is they often demonize the right and Republicans and conservatives by saying they don't care. And I think nothing could be further from the truth. Religious people and conservatives care in much greater numbers as far as charity giving, and they care as much as anyone on the left. The difference is they believe there should be some conditions for that care, that it shouldn't be simply you get it because you're there. It goes along with that everyone wins a trophy mentality. What happens to the pride of ownership, the pride of earning it? That's really my biggest concern about my own kids' future and so many more. These three women that I got to know have so much talent, but the sense of entitlement will, in my opinion, hold them back. And I think it holds back anybody that is living on the dole for too long. Let's look at the total opposite end of the spectrum, the trust fund kids. So many of them have never had to really work for a living that their lives become pander or fodder for the tabloids. There are some that obviously make good and do good things, but the vast majority of people that are just handed a trust fund do not make good on their lives. I mean, the examples abound all over the place. I think it's really interesting that both Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have chosen to leave very modest amounts relative to their incredible wealth to their children. I think they recognize that giving their children $1 billion or anything approaching that is ultimately destructive. And I think it's Bill Gates is leaving his, I don't know how many kids they have, but I think it's like $10 million. And given that the man is the richest man in the world, worth something like $70 billion, leaving a child 10, somebody might say is selfish. I actually think it's smart. And I think Warren Buffett's doing the same and even leaving less. They are choosing to create foundations to do good with their money. And I really respect them for that. I don't respect their politics in many ways, but I do respect that choice. And giving away money to causes you believe in is a great thing. And there are two examples on the left of men that walk the walk and talk the talk. I say men, I don't mean to isolate men or women. This is not a gender-related issue. So who do you know that's entitled in your life? You know, at times I think my own wife feels a certain sense of entitlement when she likes to shop and gives me dirty looks when I question the price. I also know of a particular item, particularly when it comes to Louis Vuitton bags. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't get why you pay anything more than $5 or $10 for a plastic bag. Oh, yes, they do have leather handles, but it's a plastic bag. And if I'm going to be a walking advertisement for somebody, why shouldn't they be paying me? So the Louis Vuitton bags that my wife likes, and she now has a collection of four, and each one of which I have bought or purchased as penance for something she perceived I did wrong. I'm exaggerating, but there's definitely truth to that. That is, ironically, her indulgence. I don't get it. And she could certainly argue that I spend money as readily as she when it comes to buying new skis every season, which I do buy on sale at the end of the season, and I did again this season. Plus, I did buy a few items of ski clothing. But then again, today was my 54th day of skiing, so I definitely put in the time and effort. So who in your life is entitled? That's my big question for you right now, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to take a break because I think we have Dr. Weberman on the line, and I want to get to her as soon as we can. So stay tuned, and we'll ask Dr. Weberman what she thinks about the entitlement generation after these messages.
Through the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.